You're listening to Style Makers with your host, Eileen Bethel. Style Makers is a show where fashion, beauty, design, and the stories behind the makers collide. Style Makers is brought to you by Eileen Bethel Media. Eileen Bethel Media's goal is to inspire, educate, and activate creative entrepreneurs worldwide. We share stories, lifestyle, and products with you in the hopes that you can be inspired to birth the creative masterpieces that are inside of you. Learn more at eileenbethel.com. Hello and welcome to Style Makers. I'm Eileen Bethel. On today's show, we're speaking with Rakia Lala of Karis and I Clothing. Karis and I creates new yet timeless pieces for women. They give nods to classical shapes and silhouettes while applying a sexy, slight edge to their designs. Karis and I creates fashion for the woman of today and tomorrow. Shop their looks at karisandi.com. So let's get started.
Hi, Rakia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So let's get started. How did you get into the design space, the fashion design space? What were you doing before? What's your background and how did you get started?
Well, my background is in styling.
And, okay.
I was working here in Los Angeles. I actually went to the School of Style and started interning, and then I started assisting. Mm-hmm. And worked in the industry for a while, and then I decided, you know what, I think it's time for me to start my own line. So that's where Karis and I was birthed.
Okay, and so what kind of people were you working with in the stylist space? Was it celebrity or film industry or?
It was celebrity. I did celebrity styling. I interned with Law Roach, who everyone knows does a phenomenal job with Zendaya. I worked a lot with him. I worked with Deborah F. Shani. And just recently, as a matter of fact, last year, I worked with Addie Samuel, who everyone knows she styles Big Sean and Yara.
That's awesome. Awesome, awesome. So in starting your line, what were some of the challenges? I mean, is it simple to start? Is it a complicated process? How does it work?
I would have to say it's a little complicated. I didn't go to design school. So everything I just learned on the fly. You know, so it can be complicated, but I do have friends that are designers that I go to and get great advice from. But I mean, I really love fashion. I read a lot, and you know, anything that I need to know, I'll figure it out.
Absolutely. So which part of the design process do you like the most? Are you the person that sews? Are you the person that sketches?
I can sketch. I can do patterns, but I actually hire someone to do the patterns for me.
Okay.
As far as sewing, I can sew, but I choose not to. I definitely like the design aspect more. I love being creative, and that's what I do best. So I just try to stay in my lane.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So where does your inspiration, tell me, what do you design? Is it women's wear, and what's your ideal customer? Are they young people? Is it millennials? Is it women over 35? What space are you in?
Well, it's women's. This space I'm in is definitely, I would have to say, between the ages of 19 to maybe 39 or so. I like simple pieces. I like for women to wear the clothes, not the clothes to wear women. So my pieces have a slight edge to them, but I like to see what women can do with it. I like to see how women style their outfits, you know, how they can take a blazer and like really flip it and make it to their own.
Right.
Absolutely. As far as inspiration comes from, I get inspired from different things, to be honest. Like, it could be a movie, it can be what's in the magazine or what's in the runway now. Yeah, I just get inspiration from everything and everywhere.
Okay, very good. Do you find it difficult to be creative all the time, or do you get inspiration? Is it coming? Does it go? Is it like, you know, how does that work?
I would have to say that I'm not creative all the time. That just doesn't happen. Yeah. As far as like the inspiration goes, like it comes and goes. Like I definitely have my days to where I'm like, oh my God, yes. Like, you know, I have this great idea for this dress. And then some days I'm just like, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, it's like that. Anything, it's the, you know, people get confused that when you're in business or you have your own brand, that every day is like a day full of, you know, like you're so inspired and everything. And it's totally not that way. You have your good days and your bad days. But the good part about that is that it's your own thing. And not every day is a bad day. Like you can go to a job and every day be a bad, you know, be a pretty bad day. So, but yeah, the inspiration, it's not always there, but it usually in some way, shape or form, you know, if it's not there one day, it'll be there the next or the day after.
Definitely.
So I totally get that. So you design for women who are 19 to 39?
No, to be honest, I don't really want to put an age on it. A woman that is in her own who likes what Kiersten and I designs, mm-hmm. that's the woman that I'm designing for. My thing is, I'm designing for women who command attention. When they walk into the room, it's like, who is she? You know, what does she have on? Oh my God, where does she get that from? Like, that's how I want women to feel when they wear Kiersten and I. They just walk into the room and command attention. Like, just own it. So yeah, I definitely don't want to give it an age. Just if you like it, then I'm designing for you.
Okay. Where'd you come up with the name, Kiersten and I?
So I have three children. So I have two girls. And okay. I have London Kier and I have Kayla Sanai. So basically I took their middle names and that's where I came up with Kiersten and I. They're two beautiful girls with two different personalities. And I feel like my Kiersten and I, the brand, it's definitely has it's soft and it's hard. So it's a blend of the two. And that's how I came up with the name.
Okay. Yeah, your pieces are very edgy. We'll just have some, I'll put some pictures somewhere or link to it somewhere. Your pieces are edgy but feminine at the same time. And that's why I was like, okay, your stuff is really cool. You know, it's for the modern woman, but there is that, you know, there's that edginess, like I said, but there's a femininity component there as well. And it's really got really nice pieces. You're welcome. So how is it to manage doing, you know, the mommy thing and business thing together? I'm sure both are equally demanding. Well, families, children are a little bit more demanding, but how do you juggle and find balance?
That's a good question. I try to get a lot of work done when the kids are not here. When they're at school, that's when I do like the majority of my work. Or I will do a lot of work on the weekend, but my kids are great. Like my youngest daughter, I think she's going to be a designer. She sketches. Like I can be sitting at the table sketching and she'll say, "Hey mom, can I sketch?" Like the kids are pretty good. And I definitely, as a mom, you know that you have to set aside time to do the things that are important and do the things that are necessary. So I have to balance that time, but the kids are really good.
Awesome. And so with family and support system in place, I'm sure you have that so that you can, you know, work on your business. Like who is your biggest, like your cheerleader? What's your support system like?
I would have to say, to be honest, my husband is like my biggest cheerleader. He has definitely been there for me from the beginning to the end. Like when I wanted to pursue styling and we relocated from Oceanside, which is like outside of San Diego. We relocated to Los Angeles so I can pursue styling. And when I decided that I wanted to design, he was on board. He was like, okay, let's do it. And, you know, he's really great. That he's definitely my rock. He keeps me going.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's very important. So what is on the flip side of that, what's your biggest obstacle or, you know, what are the things that get in the way from you being productive or moving forward faster?
I would have to say brand awareness. Like there's so many different designers here. It's just that brand awareness, getting your brand out there and not getting lost, you know, in everything else that's going on out here. But that's the biggest obstacle.
So yeah. And you've been in business you started in October, November?
Well, we launched in October. So October 25th. So we have been, it's been almost 3 months, I think.
Okay, very good. And so how was the branding process coming out of the gate? Like, you have so much to do when you're launching a business. You have to, of course, you're getting your designs and everything together and making sure you have a cohesive collection. But like all of the other things, like, you know, your brands, like you said, your brand awareness, coming up with your brands, you know, outside of the name, like the logo and the website. And did you have a lot of issues with that, or did it flow seamlessly? Did you have support? Did you have people that you were already working with? Because that's a process in itself. Like, how long was your build out?
Oh my God. The build out probably took a year and a half. Wow. Like, I had to find the right people to work with. And that's the thing, like, finding the right people to work with is very difficult. You have to do your research. Like, you have to definitely do your research first, so you know that you're working with the right people and that people respect your time and your timetable, because you have deadlines. Fashion is so quick. Like, you have to put things out in a certain time. And if everyone on your team is not like on the same page, that can be a little difficult. And that's what I was running into was with some of the factories, is they were not meeting the timetable that I had. I need samples finished at a certain time, and it just wasn't done. So, yeah, the build out took about a year and a half. And of course, there were days that I just wanted to give up. And I was like, you know, it's taking too long. But without my husband, like, being supportive, and some of my friends were very supportive. They were like, hey, you've come too far. You cannot give up now. Like, you have to finish this. So that's what I did. I had to, like, you know, stay in the race and finish it.
Yeah. And so how's it going from, you know, from your launch to now? How's it, the business, how's it going? Is it growing? Do you see potential there? Have you, you know?
Definitely. I definitely see potential. Business is growing. The brand is getting out there. Like, even interviewing with you is a blessing. And thank you. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I just really see that there is potential there. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you really are operating in your gift, you won't have many issues.
Absolutely. Very good. So what words do you have for, you know, any aspiring designers or anyone that wants to walk in there? You know, I call it your sacred fempreneurism, like, you know, because sacred, because that's your divine, you know what I'm saying? Your divine gift. So
yeah.
For anybody who is not walking in that, what suggestions do you have for them to not be afraid to walk in it?
Well, definitely I always say I know this might sound cliche, but pray about it. Pray about all things first. Secondly, you know, a lot of times, like even with me, like at the beginning, I was like, oh, it's not the right time to start a business. To be honest, there is no right time to start a business. You have to jump. You're going to have to jump and you're going to have to do it. If you do want to design, you need to make sure that you do your research first. That's first and foremost. Make sure that you are being true to yourself and you're designing things that you stand behind. Do not go with the trend. Like everyone is unique in their own way. And I feel like you have something to bring to the table and you need to bring it. Don't second guess yourself. Don't second guess your talent. Just do it.
Absolutely. Very good words of advice. Now, okay, so you're at caresandi.com. Spell it for everybody so they'll know. I also have links to it either below the video or in social media as well. But
so on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, we are Kiersanai. And the spelling of Kiersanai is Kheirsannai.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, and so what are your future plans? Where do you see yourself, you know, in 2017 and beyond? When is your next collection coming out?
Well, the next collection will be in October. I'm actually one of the designers that will be showing at Fashion Week San Diego.
Awesome.
So I'm very excited about that, being that's my hometown. That's where I'm from. So I will be showing my new collection at Fashion Week San Diego in October.
Okay, and how many collections are you doing a year?
That I'm not sure just yet. I might just only drop one collection a year, but I'll have to see.
Okay. And do you, I know we didn't talk about this, but do you have anything with you, like a piece that you could show nearby or?
Not nearby. No, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Cause we didn't discuss it. So I should have probably told you before, but, that's fine. And I also hear a puppy.
Yes. My puppy Bentley. Let me grab him.
Okay.
Hello. This is my little furry baby.
Aww. what's the breed?
He's a multi poodle. He's half Maltese and half poodle.
Aw.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's one.
Oh, he's so cute.
In dog years, I think he's like seven.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. He is so cute. I love dogs and stuff. You know, I can't personally have one right now because it's just like another kid and it's just like a lot of work.
They are, I swear they are. Okay, so I really have four kids then.
Yeah, you do, plus a husband. You have five.
That's so cool.
Well, anything else you want to share or add before we wind up here?
Again, I would just like to say thank you and please go to our website, kiersanai.com, or go to our Twitter and Facebook. Look out for promo codes. Just stay tuned because we have a lot coming for you.
Okay, very good. And like I said, I'll have some links to your site. And if you have any recommendations or tips or whatever, like style-wise or you know, how to style your garments, then I will include those in the links as well.
That would be perfect. That would be great.
Awesome. So thank you so much. You have a great day and we will see you on social media.
Sounds good. Bye.
All right. Bye.